debugging a modern business idea. Hey, welcome to the podcast. We're going to hear today from a side hustler who built his business on personalized tech tutorials and code reviews, only to find these services kind of rendered obsolete by the rise of AI, in particular, Microsoft's Copilot. If you are a coder or a programmer or otherwise working in a technical field, you probably know all about Copilot. It is one of many AI tools, but it's probably the most popular for coders. It just makes their life so much easier. It writes their code for them in a lot of cases. It does code reviews. It suggests different approaches and alternatives. Basically saves people a lot of time, and it can also teach you along the way. This is not a sponsorship, by the way. This is just an actual story of how this guy's business was affected by the popularity and strength of this app slash software slash tool. And we're going to tell it in the context of Failure Friday, which is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, things that don't go so well, or things that happen where you have to adjust, which is exactly what happened here in today's story from Eric. Eric is from Nebraska. As you might guess, his business had a couple of challenges, specifically this whole thing about how what he was doing is now actually easier, cheaper, immediate. You know, you don't have like office hours with AI tools 24 hours a day. You can, you know, go and check in. It's funny, sometimes when I use ChatGPT or another tool, like if there's a previous conversation from like a few days ago or something, I will like go back and I'll be like, hey, are you ready to continue? You know, and like I actually ask the AI app that question because I feel like I should. Like if I was having a conversation with a person, it's like, we were talking about this a few days ago, but, you know, can we kind of go back to it? And obviously, you don't actually need to do that because it's just always there. It's a tool. It's not a real person. But because these tools are so conversational, that's just how we kind of tend to feel like we should talk to them. Anyway, let's hear the story from Eric about his business struggle. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
My name is Eric, and for the longest time, I prided myself on being the go-to guy for tech tutorials, especially when it came to debugging complex code. My whole business model was built on personalized tutorials and code review sessions. I offered something I believed was invaluable, a human touch in the logic-driven world of programming. Then came the rise of AI in the tech tutorial space, specifically Microsoft's Copilot, and it fundamentally disrupted my entire operation. At first, I watched with a mix of awe and apprehension as Copilot began to gain traction. It promised instant, accurate code reviews and programming assistance, something that took me hours of painstaking work to provide. I reassured myself that there would always be a demand for the nuanced understanding and personalized guidance only a human could offer. But as Copilot's capabilities grew, so did my unease. It wasn't just about reviewing code anymore. It was about teaching, fixing, and even writing code on a level that rivaled experienced programmers. And it was available instantly. And either for free or a very low cost. I remember the turning point vividly. A longtime client who had been with me since the beginning called to cancel his upcoming sessions. "Hey man, it's incredible," he said. His voice, a mixture of excitement and apology. "Copilot suggested fixes for my code that I didn't even realize were issues, and it did it in seconds. I just can't justify paying for tutorials anymore." Calls or emails like this became more frequent, and with each one, my livelihood slipped further away. The real kicker was trying to compete with something that didn't just offer a similar service, but did so on a scale and speed I couldn't possibly match. It was a sobering realization. No matter how much effort I put into my tutorials, I couldn't compete with an AI that had the backing of Microsoft and the collective knowledge of the programming community at its fingertips. However, the disruption wasn't the end of my story. It was a pivot point. I realized that while AI could teach and fix code, it couldn't replicate the human experience of learning. So, I shifted my focus from mere tutorials to creating a mentorship program, emphasizing the journey of learning together, sharing frustrations and celebrating breakthroughs, something no AI could replicate. This journey taught me a valuable lesson about innovation and adaptability. The rise of AI in education, especially in fields as dynamic as technology, is inevitable. However, the need for human connection, empathy, and shared experiences and learning remains irreplaceable. My business may have started with tech tutorials, but it's growing into something far more meaningful. A community where budding programmers can find not just answers, but also encouragement, understanding, and a sense of belonging. That story will ultimately be a big success.
Well, obviously, AI tools can be helpful in lots of ways. They're definitely changing so many industries. Perhaps you use them in your work. If you don't use them yourself, probably somebody else at your workplace is using them. Pretty much every company is using AI in some form or fashion. And in programming in particular, tools like Copilot definitely make things easier. But of course, they then affect somebody's business like Eric's. And so what do? You could complain about it, or you can adapt and just, you know, find a way to do something else because you're smart. You have a lot of ideas. And sometimes the best thing to do is to let go of one idea and pursue another one, as I often encourage you. Nothing wrong with changing your mind or, you know, as I said, just kind of accepting reality. In this case, I want to thank Eric for sharing this story. And I want to remind Eric and everybody out there, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. SideHustleSchool.com. We got some resources there, show notes for every episode, free tools and such. You can ask a question. This has been episode 2687. I'll be back again tomorrow, 2688. Coming up, it's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.